Good evening. It's good to see everyone this evening. It's always good to get together and study God's Word. I hope everyone had good classes. I think that we had a productive class talking about the kingdom. And we've come time to give the invitation. And to what are you being invited but the kingdom? What we've already been talking about. We talked a little bit about what is the kingdom. We had a question in our lesson, and we skipped over some of the verses back a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to look a little bit at what the kingdom is. The kingdom is, someone once said to me, the most valuable thing. I don't know that I would phrase it quite like that, but it is incredibly valuable, more valuable than anything on this earth. And our Lord and Savior described that value many times through parables. And in Matthew 13, starting in verse 44, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it." The kingdom of heaven, in this aspect, is something to obtain. It is something of great value that everyone should want to take hold of. It is something that when a true and pure heart sees it, recognizes the value, and sacrifices to obtain it. In the second example, we have someone seeking. What are they seeking? They're seeking valuable things. I always like to think of this as someone seeking truth. If you're a lover of truth and you're going out and you're seeking truth, and then you come upon the gospel, that's the gold mine. You found it. All this other truth. Ah. Focus on this. Our Lord continues, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach and they sat down and they gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So here we see a different metaphor. A different analogy, rather. Before, these people were recognizing the value and they were seeking to obtain the kingdom. Here, we have the kingdom acting on us. The kingdom differentiates. It defines a separation. And the kingdom obtains what it wants to obtain. So the kingdom is both something we can seek after and we can strive to obtain, but it is also something that obtains exactly what the Lord designed for it to obtain. So in that respect, it defines that separation by affecting everyone. By really defining everyone. It defines you as in the kingdom of heaven or in the kingdom of Satan. And it's already done it. Right now, it's already done it. It's done it because it's defined the rules, and the rules are that when you sin and you violate the pattern set forth by God, you separate yourself from God, you place yourself in the kingdom of Satan. And there's only one way back in, and that way back in is through a sacrifice. And luckily for us, Christ made that sacrifice and offers us that avenue into the kingdom of heaven. And we should be striving for that. We should be willing to sacrifice everything for that. And even after obtaining it, we can forfeit it again, leave the kingdom of heaven, step back into the kingdom of Satan. But again, luckily, because we have a loving God, we have an avenue to ask for forgiveness and to re-enter the kingdom as an adopted son, as part of that royal priesthood we talked about earlier. But again, when we re-enter, whatever we've clung on to that separated us, we again have to give it up. We have to sacrifice everything. We have to surrender all. Please come forward as we stand and sing if you need to.